whomever the audience is, why is that illogical? Can anyone just come to it quickly? Well, of course, there was no recorded word of God at the time that this patriarch heard from God in his mind, because he didn't hear a voice. You see, first of all, you have to understand that God, all right, let me go to the New Testament scriptures, because here we go. See, this is going to turn into something, broader than I thought. Okay, look what it says. It says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, and in many portion and in many ways. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 identifies how God spoke to Abraham. Now, the inevitable question that you have to ask yourself as a Christian is, does God speak to us in that very same way that he spoke to those people back then? Well, let's keep moving in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, and let's segue down to verse 2. We're studying our Bibles, the very Bible that T.D. Jakes says that we shouldn't listen to the Word of God. I am begging you to listen to the Word of God and to stop listening to him, because he's a nincompoop. That's what he is. And you know what? It amazes me how the so-called church can pick the stupidest people in the world to listen to, the most illogical nonsense. And most pastors won't call it illogical and stupid and nonsense because they're afraid of being sued. I tell you, let T.D. Jakes hear this webcast. Tell him to sue me and send me to prison. I'll say it from a cell. I'll say it from the chopping block. He's going to bust tail wide open. I'm not afraid of any false teacher. As a matter of fact, they're the most detestable human beings that have ever been born on this planet. And if you can't say it, you are a follower of Beelzebub. Now look at verse 2. In these last days, the writer of Hebrews says, has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. In other words, God doesn't speak to us through some mystical voice coming in, through some voice that we hear about God telling us to do something. God speaks to us through Jesus Christ, his Son. That is how he communicates to us. And who is Jesus Christ, his Son? You have to go to John chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of John. You see, this is why it's important for you to use your Bible. Don't listen to what T.D. Jakes says. Don't listen to him. He is a false prophet. I cannot put more emphasis upon this than I'm doing right now. He is a false prophet on his way to hell. If your pastor won't tell you that, your pastor's on his way to hell. Don't be afraid to consign people to a destination where they're going. And I know, because I have blood flowing through my veins. My brain is working real good, and I'm feeling real good right now. And, you know, I feel like, man, I'm invincible. I can say and do anything I wanted to. Man, listen, I'm only saying and doing one thing before I die. And that one thing is to let you people know that I love with my whole heart, soul, mind, and intention. Stop, I beg of you, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, who is alive now. I beg of you, stop listening to these people. These people are led by Satan. Let me read. Wait, it says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. That is God's express image. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him. And apart from him, that is Jesus, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him, verse 4, was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You see, this is the light of the Word of God that we have in the divine expression of the Logos, the Word. The Word became flesh, John says, and dwelt amongst us. Now, what did he do? See, Jakes gives his pretty little proclamation about, we can read the Greek and we can see what the intention is and all of that stuff. Well, listen, if you do that and see what the intention is, it is the very word of God. We have never been told in the scriptures, Old Testament or New Testament, to listen for the voice of God. No. And, you know, during that rinky-dink sermon, he used a particular scripture where Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." You know what? That had nothing to do with Christians hearing voices or hearing voices in their ears and causing them to make a decision on how to do their life. That had nothing to do with that at all. That's a lie. You see, and you have to be sharp enough, bold enough, and honest enough to say that. We have to come to that point where that is how we address what these false teachers do. I am not amazed that many people believe this man. I am, instead of being amazed, I am dumbfounded that anyone in his right mind could believe a person such as T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar or any other false teacher. I am just amazed that we so readily follow after these kinds of individuals. Now, I want to share a little bit more with you what the Word of God says in John 15:1. And I love John chapter 15 because I think that we ought to be connected to the true vine here. See, and the true vine is Jesus. And now, where do we find out about Jesus as the true vine? We don't find out about Jesus by hearing voices. And let me tell you something now. Some of you charismatic people that think you're going to heaven, you're going to be greatly deceived when you die. I'm not one of those preachers that's going to tell you, well, you can live like hell all your life, lie on God, prophesy and speak in Uchala Bang Bang Tonto rides on a Honda bike. I'm not going through your tongue speaking maze crazy, lip jerking, jaw whacking insanity and think that that kind of foolishness, tomfoolery, wacko mentality is going to enter into the heavenly bliss with Jesus Christ. You are out of your cotton picking mind. You're not going to heaven talking like that, being like that. You're going to come to the Word of God and you're going to love every word of it. You're going to bow your knee to it. Your tongue is going to confess to it. No, I'm not a fundamentalist. I'm a Christian. A Christian from the first century stands. That's the way we stand. Now, open up that Bible and turn to John chapter 15, verse 1. If you don't like my tone of voice, it's because you probably haven't listened to the man of God for most of your imbecile life. Yes, I'm talking to you like that because I'm not going to try to win you with sweet words. That's Rick Warren's job. That's why he has you in the tweak state of mind that you're in right now, reading a stupid, dumb book on purpose, and you don't even know what the claim of God is in the life of the believer. John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus speaks, and he says, "I am the true vine. My Father is a wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." Now, where do you find out how to bear this fruit in Jesus? Where do we find out how to do that? If we are truly connected to Jesus of the Bible, how do we find out